Remember the last disagreement you had with a close friend, relative, or spouse? You probably got mad, screamed a little, slammed the door, and walked out. Eventually, you apologized to each other, settled your differences, and resumed your lives. The use of this type of informal yet highly effective conflict management procedure explains not only how close-knit communities worked, but why they worked. People resolved problems by cooperating, and received a great deal of pleasure from doing so. It's this ability to cooperate that was, and still is, at the core of our social fabric. However, we lead different lives today. Nuclear families are no longer the norm. Parents and children don't regularly eat together. We spend more time in front of the television rather than face-to-face. These changes have severely stretched the social fabric by reducing opportunities to interact and thus to cooperate. Could it be that the reason we consume so much stuff today is to realize some of the pleasure we used to receive when socializing? Through shopping, are we trying to rebuild our self-esteem and alleviate the guilt we feel when we don't have time for those around us? I believe the answer to these questions is yes. All you have to do is pick up the paper or turn on the TV. Day in and day out, the primary focus seems to be the economy. And what drives the economy? Consumption. And what creates waste and pollution? Consumption. In my mind, one of the best ways to conserve resources, reduce pollution, and minimize the production of greenhouse gases is to spend less time at the store and more time with our families. After all, the pleasure we feel from helping our children learn and grow lasts a lifetime, while the pleasure we receive from buying a new pair of shoes lasts only until the shoes are no longer new. With these thoughts in mind, we should commit ourselves to spending more effort doing the things in life that call for cooperation, like devoting time to friends, family, and neighbors. We should also help our children learn how cooperation is far more valuable than the hand-eye coordination learned from playing video games. By taking this approach, we can improve our emotional health, as well as the health of our friends and family. And in so doing, we can also reduce the need to find pleasure in material goods, and thus improve the environmental health of the entire planet.